Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon to get his thoughts on the game. Arkansas is a winner over South Carolina Gamecocks, 81-65, in front of a kind of a paltry crowd, but the roads were a little slick. There was some winter weather outside.
Don't blame them for staying home and staying safe. I mean, you could watch this one on ESPN2.
It's cold out.
Really comfortably, so I can't really blame them. And I expect the crowd to be a little bit better on Saturday for sure.
Well, yeah, they got back into the win column. I think that was some part of what was keeping the crowd away was Arkansas lost back-to-back games.
Yeah, not playing real great lately. So.
But they kind of got into it near the end of the game. I think it was when Gafford had a dunk, and then they got a steal, and then Barford had a dunk. Mm-hmm. And that's when the crowd really kind of – you could finally hear them, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They went on an 8-0 run. Mm-hmm. I think South Carolina had cut Arkansas's lead to 4 or 5. Went on an 8-0 run. Then South Carolina kind of cuts it back to single digits, and then Arkansas goes on a 13-2 run again. And Gabe Osaboyan was pretty big tonight.
Secret weapon.
He's the secret sauce. He played 17 minutes tonight, which is by far the most minutes he's played this season. I think it was his most minutes since the season opener or the second game of the season. So
Bucknell, I think, was
one of those two games, and grabbed 4 rebounds, which is a career high. I mean, if you get a guy that's playing career high minutes, mm-hmm. Hasn't really been playing a whole lot, you're going to see some of those career highs. But 4 rebounds was pretty nice. Had 2 assists, too.
He assisted to
Daniel Gafford on one of the dunks. And
Right before the Barford dunk.
Yeah.
The assist that was really huge for Gabe was, late in the game when, not super late in the game, but South Carolina starting to get back into it. He had an offensive rebound when he just kind of ripped the ball away from, Barford missed a short jumper. Mm-hmm. Gabe rips the ball away, gets a good offensive rebound, kicks it back out to Barford, and then Barford sinks a 3.
Right.
And that kind of got the crowd back into it, stretched Arkansas's lead out a little bit. They needed that one. And Gabe, it wasn't reflected on the stat sheet, but he had a big game. Biggest game of his career.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't record a whole lot of stats, but he had some meaningful minutes.
They're pretty valuable, and Mike's kind of had that revolving door. I think I called it a revolving door in my column the other day. He's had 3 different guys start at the 4 in the last 4 games, and tonight he went with Adriel Bailey again. But Gabe ended up playing really well and provided some pretty valuable. Didn't score, didn't shoot, didn't look to shoot.
Yeah, didn't but even
that's, I think
shot,
that's kind of the guy he is. And
blue collar guy.
Yeah, he's very active and very active defensively. And I think that's what Mike was really looking for. So props to Gabe.
Yeah, and it is interesting to see some of these lineup shuffles this late in the season. But they needed a spark on defense. I think Gabe provided that.
Yeah.
He was pretty scrappy out there.
Yeah, and then Dustin Thomas, again, drew his second DNP in 5 games, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 games since Ole Miss. So
Mike had the same
don't really know what's going on there.
Yeah, Mike had the same reason for him not playing. He just said, other guys played. Didn't really give any kind of
indication
why he didn't
look either. So don't know exactly what's going there. And he didn't provide much insight into the decision. Just like you said, they just decided to go with somebody else or some other guys. And I wrote about Dustin. Like, he's over the last 2 weeks, he's been one of I thought he could be the answer at the 4, especially defensively for Arkansas moving forward. And then doesn't play. So what do I know?
It was a comfortable win for the Razorbacks. It did get a little tight there.
Pretty rare
down the stretch, especially in conference play. I mean, most of their wins were really tight, and their losses were
first
huge
win in
blocks.
Conference play that was by more than 4 points. So, you could kind of breathe in the last minute if you're the players, and it's kind of a rarity nowadays that the games that they win, the games that they win that don't come down to like a single possession with a minute left or under a minute left. So, That was pretty nice because you don't have the pressure on the guys and feel like they're pressing to score, or maybe do something out of character because you do need a win. So that was pretty nice.
They definitely needed this one. Back to back losses starting to play their way onto the bubble in a negative way. You know, they were safely in the tournament by all projections, and now they're starting to tumble as far as seeding. So this was a big win to get back in the, you know, get back in the winning
get back in the win column. Cut. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, yeah, get back in the win column, you know. Yeah.
Daryl and Jalen were huge tonight too. They combined for what, 49.
Yeah, I think what Macon had 25, Barford had 24.
And Daryl's that's six straight games now. He scored 20 or more points, so he's been Arkansas's most consistent weapon offensively, and I think it's the first time since Corliss Williamson that an Arkansas player scored 20 or more six straight times. So he's in some pretty good company there.
Yeah.
He's been pretty solid. You'd like for his defense to take a step forward, and I think it did at certain points tonight, but dude's just so consistent. He goes out and gets buckets on a nightly basis. It's pretty fun to watch, especially when it gets going and you can kind of see that bounce in his step get back, and he'd be pretty deadly.
Yeah. Frank Martin didn't really hold anything back in the post-game press conference. Didn't seem like too much of a happy camper. Said, I think you checked on this, but he said the South Carolina is last in the country and getting shots blocked.
Yeah, somebody asked. Somebody like asked in the press conference room, like what he thought of Arkansas's seven blocks. Which I looked it up, and Arkansas's had seven blocks in three of its last four games. So it's not exactly anything new, but it's nice to see. But Frank immediately fired back and was like, "Yeah, we get our shot blocked a lot. Like we get our shot blocked more than any other team in the country." And I checked, and that's 350th out of 351 teams.
Wow.
They get almost 15% of their shots blocked on average. So
yeah, what was he saying? If you want to feel good defensively, just play us.
Yeah.
Play South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's kind of what Arkansas needed, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The defense has been struggling so badly lately. They needed a game like this, you know, to show some life on defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And
maybe this will.
South Carolina is not a good offensive team either, so that kind of helped Arkansas too, I think. They're sub 300 in 2-point offense and 3-point offense. So
yeah,
not real great, and they're toward the bottom of in college basketball in 2-point offense, which is kind of surprising a little bit. It's when you have a guy like Chris Silva who's pretty tough, pretty tough around the rim, but Arkansas limited him tonight too, and I thought that was pretty big.
Especially in the second half,
one of five from the floor. Had just 8 points. He got six of his eight from the free throw line early. So
yeah, was that all in the first half?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And then he finished with four turnovers, which I think tied a high in SEC play. So Arkansas did a great job, really limiting him. I thought that'd be a pretty big key today.
Well, you know, he's kind of their. I guess he's their biggest weapon now that you know they don't have Thornwell. Was it Sendarius Thornwell that led him to the Final Four last year? They're really not the same team without him, especially offensively. Arkansas is back in the win column here at Bud Walton Arena. They take down Frank Martin, South Carolina Gamecocks, 81-65. For Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton for Whole Hog Sports. Thanks for watching.